This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, you know, calling me into question. I'm good with all that. You know, it's really funny because some people really have a problem. A, being called up, being questioned about what they believe, what they're talking about doing. I don't care. I don't care because, look at, you don't have to believe me. I lose nothing if you don't believe me. You don't lose anything if you don't believe me. Hopefully you're smart enough to go do your own homework. I encourage you people to do it all the time. Right? Go do your own homework. Check out these stories. Check out the issues. And take your own spin on them. The thing that makes me nuts when people write to me, I wish I had an electronic shredder sound, okay? Because when you send me emails or you respond to me on Facebook with the party line, forgive me, you're useless. It means you don't have a thought of your own. You're just spewing what they tell you. And I tell you, 8 out of 10 times, most of those people can't defend the party line. They have no clue as to why they're even saying what they're saying. So when we get to that point, I'm going, hey, whatever. You really don't understand. You really don't know. And then you can't have a conversation that way. If you're just spewing lines, look at it. I argue with my Christian buddies the same way. If all you're going to do is spew what the pulpit says and you don't know why you believe what you believe, now you're useless too. There's no such thing as blind faith. If you're a Christian, there's just no such thing as blind faith. You believe what you believe based on what you believe to be God's word. That's not blind faith. Anyway. Let's get to adulting. No, not adultery. I saw some of your eyes perk up. No, adulting. So East Carolina University is starting an adulting counseling program to help students deal with failure and other pitfalls of growing up. Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, Virginia Hardy, says that students requested, ready for this one, 9,000 appointments with counselors last year. That's a lot. I don't care. That's a lot. That's an increase of 1,800 appointments over two years before that. Now, Daily Reflector of Greenville reports that Hardy told university trustees that students are struggling to understand there will be setbacks in life. Remember, because when they were kids and they were home with you helicopter parents, they could do no wrong. There was no... I don't want to say punishment because that's not what I mean. There was no downside to making a mistake. There was no downside to anything they did because parents always picked up the slack for them. I mean, come on a minute. What store was I in the other day? It was in one of the big box stores. Okay. And the girl, I don't know, she must have been 9, 10, 11, right in that age there. And mommy's picking her out a $280 phone. I'm not so sure my dad paid $280 for the TV set we had in the 70s. So I'm looking at this little girl, and she's got, you know, nice, pretty sneakers on, and you know, I know these things aren't cheap. I've been in. I have kids. And even when I go to the store to buy myself shoes now, I always check out the kids' shoes to see, thinking to myself, wow, can a parent really afford? Now, I'm not talking about the really cheap five and dime stores, you know, just the middle range stores, right? Can parents really afford 30, 40, 50 bucks for a pair of shoes for kids? Right, my Uncle Bill, which was he was a Boston police officer for years. I grew up, hung around a lot with my cousins. And he went to the Converse factory. I don't even know if Converse is still around. And we would go down there and get seconds seconds on the shoes. And you go, what are seconds? Well, the only thing wrong with the seconds, now notice I preface that with the only thing. The only thing wrong with the seconds was that the eyelets might be off, right? So instead of grinding the shoe up, throwing it away, they would sell them in seconds. And sometimes half price. And then, you know, that little blue band that went around the shoe, kind of like you had the white sole, and then you had, maybe you had the shoe was blue or whatever, and they had a little band that kind of went around the sole in the shoe. And that would be off. Like, you know, like the guy, you know, the guy painting the lines on the freeway, got a little drunk, a little wavy. The line would be wavy. So again, they would sell them in seconds. So we'd buy those all day long. Because they were a heck of a lot cheaper than regular sneakers. So you could say, I have Converse. That was a big deal. Anyway, so we didn't have, you know, it was always pushed through. When something goes wrong, whatever happened, you can always push through it. I don't think they're taught that today. I think a lot of kids, not all, I think a lot of kids are not taught that today. Parents don't want their kids to feel bad. They don't want their kids to be set back. They don't want to feel any less than the rest of the kids. So they don't allow them to go through any of this stuff. If that's wrong. The Daily Reflector of Greenville reports that the Hardy told university trustees that the students are struggling under there to understand that there will be setbacks in life and responding to them properly, and this is a key for them to develop. Yes, parents should have been working on this when they were in this 5th grade, 6th grade, 7th grade. You don't always get what you want. You don't always come in first. You don't always get a trophy. You don't always get a gold star for your forehead. When students return in the fall, they'll be given a self-assessment about resiliency and offered help to deal. Oh, yeah, that would help, wouldn't it? They'll be given a self-assessment of resiliency, offered to deal with stress through relaxation techniques and changing unproductive negative thoughts. I wonder what those are. You know, I'm reading some of this stuff sometimes. I read that and I go, no. What are unproductive negative thoughts? I'll never be able to do that? Well, isn't that what you learn as an adult? Don't you come back to these things and go, you know, I can learn how to do this. I'm good enough to figure this out. But when mommy and daddy were wiping your butt for you, you didn't even know you had to wipe yourself after you went to the bathroom. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Shide. Real Shide? You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, look, get involved in the conversation. I don't care whether you agree with me or not. I don't care whether you feel like I'm a nut job or not. You need to know if you're a foe and not a friend, you need to know what the other side thinks. Now, don't you? Come on, seriously. Don't you want to know what I think? Don't you know what it'll be? The propaganda I'm putting out there on everybody? Serious. Right? You can keep me in my place, or however they say it. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all of that. And I really do. I really, some of you guys write me some really nasty stuff, but I don't really care. I mean, I'm pretty thick-skinned about this. I care that you're engaged and involved. I care that I've teed you off enough to at least get you to think, right? About what you believe. And I say that all the time. When it comes to my Christian friends, I always say, stop, please do not spew the party line. Please know what it is that you're speaking about or speaking to or whatever, why you believe what you believe. I've caught plenty of both parties, not just Dems, Democrats and Republicans, where they don't really know what they stand for. They know what the, you know, what's the party believe about this? You don't want to know. I want you to figure it out on your own. I want you to decide what it means. I don't want to spoon feed anybody. It makes me crazy when my own party does it to me. And it's the same thing with my Christian friends. When you spew what's coming out of the pulpit, you have no clue as to what it means. You're useless. The words are empty unless you can back them up. I got a bunch of people mad at me for the for what I wrote about Clinton zombies. I'll tackle that now because I got enough emails maybe to say something about it. Because I know a lot of you don't go reading the post, and I get it. We've all got jobs. We've all got things to do. But I shouldn't do it. I did it again today, getting in an argument with somebody on Facebook. I know. It's like playing chess with somebody who only knows how to play checkers. It's frustrating. And they're spewing party lines. And they're throwing out stuff. Most of the time, they can't even stay on topic. Your first question on Facebook, and I'm not making fun of people who have ADD, okay? But seriously, your first question to a person you want to discuss something on Facebook is, are you on ADD medication? If they say yes, say, have a nice day. God bless you. See you later. Just stop, because it ain't going to work. Other than that, try to have a conversation. Don't get emotional. So I tell people, don't get emotional about it. So before I do my weekly piece, I always peruse Facebook to see what's trending, who's doing what person's in deep doo-doo, right? What issue is all the rage and who's been offended by what and how? Now, I'm watching, and I talked about this earlier a little bit, I'm watching the swipes against Donald Trump really start mounting. And not that he doesn't deserve it for some of the stupid things he says. But they all say stupid things. I don't care who they are. But we're talking about this one in particular. And I love that even recently when they jumped on that whole thing where now they're making a big deal out of the fact that he's asked the Second Amendment lovers to go shoot Hillary. Violence against him. It's just stupid. This is just stupid talk, okay? So looking at many of the feeds of the day, I'm watching the swipes against Donald about his scandals and his failed businesses and the people he screwed out of money and the jobs he screwed. And they said now he wants to take away freedom of speech. I said, okay, I've not heard that yet. And then they made fun of his wife who posed naked with no comment about Mrs. Lewinsky or Miss Lewinsky. She was somewhat naked in the White House, but we'll get to that another day. I thought all this stuff was just amazing. They are throwing the kitchen sink at Trump. And what they realize, what they're too stupid to realize, is that when they keep throwing these accusations at him, and they're not taking, because people can see it for what it is. When I first saw all these what do they call posts go by me, I thought somebody was poking fun at the Clintons again. Until I read it a little further, and there was no mention of email or anything like that, or dead bodies, or many of the lives of women that have been ruined by these people. So I knew it was either wasn't the Clintons, or they just ran out of room in a column to keep writing. So I call these people Clinton zombies. I know the word zombies is used a lot, it's around it a lot, but I went to it for a reason. I specifically went to using zombies for a reason. I'm not making fun of others, but I think it actually fits for this story anyway. One of the descriptions or definitions for zombie is a reanimated corpse, a person who moves very slowly and not aware of what's happening. I thought that fit well. And then also the theory is that zombies eat brains of the living to refuel, which is why most of them are probably starving to death. So maybe they're not eating our brains, but they sure as heck are sucking the life out of most of us, aren't they? Now, I'm watching the post, and I'm saying to myself, even the blatant lies have some portion of truth in them, correct? I mean, every lie has a portion. Got to have some truth in it to make it believable. So it seems to be calling Trump out for the same thing the Clintons have done, and they do exponentially better and more of, at a whole different level. And as I said earlier, this is going to be the war on Trump. You know how they tried to do the war on women a couple of years back? This is going to be, they're going to pound and pound and pound on him for every little thing, no matter what it is, to try to make something stick and take hold. Now, after arguing with someone the fact that the DNC emails were not, in fact, a conspiracy, I had somebody arguing with me that the DNC emails were a conspiracy and Wasserman Schultz should have never have resigned. However, even now, after all this time where we proved they're not a conspiracy, they actually exist. You know, you talk about homophobes, racists, right? And backroom dealers. They've proved them all with those emails. Have they not? Am I drinking here? Well, you don't see a drink, anyway. So they do exist. No apologies, nothing. People resigned. People in prominent positions resigned at the DNC, right? Now, you wouldn't resign over a falsehood unless you were a moron. Although, in Wasserman Schultz's case, she resigned because she was offered a better job. She had all the qualifications that Hillary needed to move her on. And as the Dems do in a lot of aspects, by moving Wasserman Schultz over, they raised the unemployment rate by 3%. So that was good. Or lowered it by 3%. That's how they do their math. So and every time I tried to talk with this guy about the realities and the truth of what was going on, he kept deflecting to other things, kept bringing me over to Trump and Bush and Fred, you know, because Bush is still responsible for everything. Now, the zombies posted that Trump wanted to make it against the law for newspapers to knowingly print a lie. Okay? Thereby squelching their free speech. That fails a little bit now, doesn't it? That little twist fails a lot, actually. Actually, what he said is that they printed something that they knew was false. And it hurt that person. That person it was aimed at could sue. I have no problem with that. I think if you can prove that they knew what they were putting out there was a flat-out lie, they need to pay for it. Now, if they want to do an opinion column, that's a different story. But when they put it out as fact, they should pay for it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price.
Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I threaten to get a disco ball, and I will do it one of these days. You keep playing that music. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just really appreciate the time you spent with me. You know, I don't always get to the callers because I'm a little slow. So we've got Suzette on the line. She wants to talk about the adulting we were talking about earlier. Suzette, thanks for joining the show. You there?
Hello.
Anyone there? Hi, Suzette. Thanks for joining the show. You're on the real
side. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
What's your thoughts on adulting?
Oh, well, you know, this evening was the first time I heard about it. So I know I shouldn't be surprised, but I actually was. We already know that the young adults are having trouble overcoming challenges and how to deal with them, but I never thought that it would become to the extent that it is now, where they're discussing it in the colleges now. What are your thoughts?
Well, as I was saying earlier, I people get mad at me when I say this, but part of this is parenting. If they're in college and they're having hard times dealing with setbacks in life, it means that nobody's ever allowed that to happen. You know, I allowed my kids to go through setbacks. Now, nothing that was devastating, obviously, and nothing that would hurt them for life, but little setbacks, yes, so they would learn what it would feel like, so they would try harder next time around, and they learned how to overcome some of those things. Is that so bad?
No, and as a matter of fact, when the schools decided to give everybody a trophy for a team sport or just outside sports or gaming on the outside, that kind of was the beginning of it, I believe, because when you compete, there's an urgency to be better, to better yourself, to practice. And if you lose, well, it was because somebody else was better than you, so now you need to improve yourself and work harder so that next time you can be the winner. But they took that away. And so nobody wants to try anymore, and we're raising a society that is entitled. They feel they're entitled to it now.
Well, mommy and daddy will save them or something. You know, it's really funny because when the kids, I have kids that were sports minded, at least you know three of the four, and you know my oldest mm-hmm. daughter who's actually into sports medicine now, she wasn't nasty about it when she won, and when she lost, she always said, "Yeah, I missed it here, and I didn't do it right here, and I want to go out and practice this more. So she saw it as a challenge to make herself better and not that she was a loser. Some of these parents that I've dealt with in the sports world think that, well, my kid feels like a loser. Well, he's not a loser in the negative derogatory sense that we use it. He did lose that particular meet or what have you. So now he needs to go out and practice his running or stamina or what have you so he can be the gold winner, right?
Right. Right. They're so focused, parents, it seems like today, that on the nurturing and positive, encouraging aspects of parenting. And that's good, but you have to have balance. And like you said, as far as the whole losing the game or losing to an opponent is something good because you develop character that way, you know, and hopefully, like you said, they would want to work harder. I was, in sports myself. Growing up, and yeah, it just made me want to be that much better, work that much harder, so that my light would shine next time.
Yeah,
and like you said, the team sportsmanship is good. You know, good job. You know, you were better than me. You did good. Yeah. I'm going to get you next time, type thing. You know, but it was yeah.
That's true. That's so true. Suzette, hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Thanks for your input. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for taking my call. Bye bye. Yeah.
I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And listen, we are on 30-some-odd stations nationwide. You can head over to the website, realside.com, check the Listen Live station links now, and you can see what times and where they're on. Also, if you have to listen by phone or by your computer, that kind of stuff in the area that you're in, don't hesitate to call the local station. Tell them, you know, now, I want you to get this show on now, and I'm more than happy to call, too. Give me a holler. And I'm more than happy to call the show and let them know. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate it. Listen, somebody during the break sent me something about this Evan McMillan for president. And I don't want to beat it up. I want to get to my other story. But I'm concerned with, you know, whether you like Trump or you don't, whether you like Hillary or you don't. I'm not appealing to one. This third-party stuff, for the record, I believe we need another party. But to come in this late always aggravates me to no end. And for those of you who are old enough to remember Ross Perot, you know why this aggravates me to no end. If you truly want to start a third party, you truly want to start a real and a sane and a viable third party, figure out how to make it happen. Get your group together across the country early on. Get the money people behind you, yes, because as much as you want to be a purist, it does take money to run. The government is not sending mailers out for free, okay? People are not working for free. It costs money to run a campaign. So I don't begrudge. I begrudge nasty money, but I don't begrudge people spending money on a campaign. But I'd be curious to know. I may put it up as a poll later on the website, therealside.com, as to whether Evan McMullen, let's take his name out. All right. Whether a third party candidate getting in to stir things up right now, this late in the race, is a good thing. Because I don't think it is. If you haven't made up your mind by now, if it's taking you this long to engage and get involved, get out. I'm not interested. Anyway, back to my zombie story. And if I'm offending some of you on the left, it's not intentional. But if I do, so be it. And I was talking about how the zombies have taken everything, you know, they're beating away on Trump, and I get it. If you don't like what he does, I beat away at Hillary, I beat away at Obama, I beat on Trump, I've beaten on Bush. I'm an equal opportunity beater, right? What can I tell you? So but they tried to play up that he was trying to take your freedom of speech. I mean, of all people, the loons on the left were trying to beat up that Trump was trying to take away the freedom of speech. And all he was saying, which I agree with, if you catch a newspaper or a media source, I don't care who it is, who intentionally lies. Now, if they were given bad information, you'd have to work all that stuff out. But we've had instances, Katie Couric recently, who went in and actually changed, cut, and edited footage to make it look like gun owners were stupid. Now, she admitted to that. First, she tried, as they always do on the progressive left, first, she tried to know that didn't happen that way. Then she blamed the producer. And then it was the editor, and she finally fell on the sword. Now, see, this is what I'm saying. When you catch them in that many lies, don't you think they should be fired that fast? You're gone. You're out of here. She is a journalist, or known as.
She should be held to a higher standard, just like the rest of us. We're here, sitting here. I shouldn't blatantly lie on somebody. You should be able to come after me for blatantly knowing and telling a lie and demeaning somebody's character. I'm okay with that. Anyhow, so right now, you know, the newspapers, the media, they're printing and saying anything they want, and they're getting away with all kinds of stuff. You know, if you put it in an opinion section, that's a whole different animal. This is my opinion. I have no proof of this, but this is how I think it went down. Now, again, like I said, many media outlets have been caught at this. That's why my mantra all year long, well, actually for the last 2 years now, is they do not want, and you decide who they are, they don't want equality. No. They want control. And part of that proof is net neutrality. Remember the net neutrality proposal? And it kept surfacing. And even the Dems, I mean, the majority of Dems highly favored it, but there were some Dems going, whoa, wait a minute, this could be a problem. Right? And one time in one hearing, two commissioners, one from the FEC, one from the FCC, they opposed Chairman Tom Wheeler, who was the chairman of the FCC at the time, to regulate internet service providers. They tried to tout it at one time, that this was just to make sure that they got service everywhere and the money was the same everywhere. No, I'm not interested in that. Okay? Because it went further. They could regulate content. So a show like mine, if they didn't like what I had to say, and I know, I'll probably get shut down again. I already have enough fights, okay? I've got Facebook that pulls, we just started on Facebook. We were reaching 200,000, well, more than that. We're 200,000 to 300,000 an evening. Now we're down to 2,500. And it's not that people don't want to watch or listen anymore, because I have other people that I know in the business that are complaining about it as well. They've changed something. The same thing with my YouTube. When my YouTubes were up, I used to easily get 5, 6, 7, 8,000 views on each one. Now I fight to get 100. And if you go looking for my YouTubes online, they're almost impossible to find except for the extremely old ones. How does that work? So the net neutrality thing could have been a nightmare. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back. Don't go far. We're over your coffee. Come on back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, stations, times, all that fun stuff is up there. But I also want to get your email address. Look, try me out. Okay? In the top right-hand corner of the website, there's a little white box. Put your email address in there. Every week I send out an email, let you know who's coming up, the topics of discussion, that kind of thing. And, you know, you don't like it, you unsubscribe. You're smart enough. Look, you were smart enough to find the show. You're smart enough to unsubscribe. You know what I mean? Anyhow, so, you know, we got to, if you're a praying person, really need to pray for our friends in Chicago. And take the politics out of it for a second, but, you know, you've got 18 groups banding together now. Or 18 gangs. I shouldn't call them groups. 18 sets of animals. 18 gangs banding together right now to start killing cops, to go out there and hunt down cops. Now, this is after an 18-year-old was killed today, but if you look at the video, I don't know how they're going to get themselves out of this one, not the cops, but these people who want to these people who want to keep saying that the cops are at fault. The video shows that they weren't. I mean, this young man, or whatever you want to call him,
try to, I want to call him a young animal myself, but this young man went out of his way to try to run down cops. All right? I mean, running away from them, tried to run down all kinds of stuff. And look what happens. He gets killed. He gets shot. He gets killed. And it's the cop's fault. Why? Because he's a young black man. Doesn't matter that he broke any laws. That wouldn't matter, right? So, again, we've got cops that are going to be in the sights of the gangs. We need to pray for them. We need to make sure that you're out there every day making sure that these people are safe. They have some kind. And if you're not a praying person, I'm not going to make fun of you now. I'll wait till later. But, you know, you send your positive vibes, your positive. I mean, I've heard people written to me and said, hey, you know what? What if you don't pray? And why don't you? Well, if you don't pray, then you don't pray. I don't know what that. Don't beat me up over it. You don't pray. But send them your positive. Do whatever it is you do to at least try to help protect them. Because these guys don't, you know what? They don't care what color you are. I've already been through this. They don't care what color you are. They took the job not to go out there and kill people. They took the job to protect people. Do they have some bad eggs? Sure. Every group has some bad eggs. Get over yourself. All right. I'm going to get back to the my zombie story. Now, we're talking about, you know, they were accusing Trump of trying to pull the freedom of speech away from the newspapers. That's a joke. This administration has gone out of its way to make sure newspapers don't get the information that they should get or don't find out the truth. They're sending them pictures, right? The internal White House press corps decides what pictures, what bylines, what topics of discussion from a meeting. They're not allowed in meetings anymore, the general press. So that's why they regulate the pictures, they regulate the comments, they regulate what goes out to the public. And it's been veteran reporters who've been on the job 20, 30 years who've said they have never been with such an administration that is so hard to get information from, that is so secretive as the Obama administration. This is not Joe Messina. This is them. These are left. I was going to say left-leaning. No. These are solid left news reporting outlets. So let's not forget that net neutrality. We talked about that. We talked about the issues that it could or might cause. And then we have Attorney General, you know, you talk about taking away freedoms, taking away rights, right? We have Attorney General Loretta Lynch. I keep wanting to call her Loretta Lynn. I have to apologize to the Loretta Lynn family. I don't mean to do that. A Democrat said that, she's a solid Democrat and an Obama loyalist, as I call her. Now, she said she was going to find a way to prosecute climate change deniers. Yeah, no freedom of speech there, huh? I mean, no problem, right? No infringement? She went further on the crazy train later on in the year to say that she would prosecute those who use anti-Muslim speech that, I'm putting it in quotes, edge against violence. What does that mean? Edge against, push the envelope that suggests we might want to have violence? I haven't seen her lock up any Black Panther people who have not just edged against, but have called for violence. Right? Al Sharpton, who has called for violence. Done anything with him. Maybe they figure if they lock him up, they'll never get the $4 million he owes in taxes. I don't know. Yeah, you just never know. Right? Who decides what the edge is? Or what violence is, for that matter? Is it verbal? Is it a gesture? Is it an actual act? We don't know. You'd never know with these people. No freedom of speech problems there either, right? I believe the administration has a whole department who focuses is to keep things from the press, right? Kirsten Powers, I mean, she is an Obama defender. The woman will just, you know, she'll fight till she's on her, you know, flat out on the ground over this. She said that she was told by Rahm Emanuel that they had every right to exclude Fox News from briefings because they were not a legitimate news source. Now, that should send a chill up your spine because they decided that Fox, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, all the ones that have been caught actually editing film, editing audio, all the ones that have actually been caught and admitted to doing it, they're all legitimate sources, and Fox is not. So who decides? Right? And when pushed, President Obama said that he stands behind his team. So he stands behind his team banning Fox from an event, right? Look, if they're such liars, if they're so bad, And Pelosi has said, I trust the American people. Apparently she doesn't. Apparently the Dems don't trust the American people, because if Fox is such a big group of liars, then, hey, people won't believe them. It's that simple. Bob Beckel, I know some of you are going to throw stuff at me. I liked him. You know? A gruff, older guy, pretty black and white about stuff. Yeah, I thought he was whack most of the time, but hey, I liked the guy. He's a Democratic commentator. Right? And he had a no-nonsense attitude towards stuff. And on camera, he said several times that he was told by the White House that he needed to tone it down. The president didn't appreciate his comments. And no freedom there either, right? Executive editor Leonard Downey of the Washington Post stated, the Obama administration launched a war on leaks and other efforts to control information that has constituted, ready for this, the most aggressive attack on press freedom since Watergate. Now, some of you are too young to know what Watergate was all about. Go look it up yourself. And there's story after story on this stuff. Story after story by veteran reporters on this. Not by Joe Messina, not by any of those veteran reporters. Yet even with all this information, even all the lies told by the Clinton team, the zombies want to call out Trump for having businesses fail, investors lose money. They want to make a big deal out of a few people who said they didn't get what they paid for at Trump University, even though thousands who attended said they got what they paid for. Nobody's ever fully happy with these kind of things anyhow. So some said they got screwed. Maybe they did. I don't know. Right? But nobody talks about the hundreds of people out in front of the Trump Towers, not Trump Towers, I'm sorry, Clinton's foundation headquarters, Haitians, who want to know where the millions of dollars that were donated to the Clinton Foundation are. They never made it to Haiti. Now, yes, the Clintons built some kind of factory not near where all the damage was, didn't clean any of that stuff up, but a factory, to my understanding, is really not being used today, or not being fully used for what it was intended. So if that's the case, where's all this money? So they want an accounting. They can't get one. These are Haitian citizens. They can't get an accounting. They can't get any information on the Clinton Foundation. And the Clintons aren't responding to it. Does the media ever, do you ever see pictures from mainstream media, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, any of those of the Haitians picketing out front? No. And guess what? You won't. Trump won't release his tax return. What's he hiding? The Clintons have nothing to hide because they don't put anything on their personal tax returns. They had $7 million in for their foundation last year, $7 million in travel expenses, virtually none on their own. So everything they did, every time they stepped on a plane, every time they went somewhere and stayed in a hotel room or rented a mansion out, apparently all of that was Clinton Foundation business. Boy, these people are busy, huh? It's just amazing. So many things that they hide. Maybe his tax return went to the email server, got lost there somehow. How many trips are those that Clinton went on, Billy Boy, was to the land of sexual escapades? You know, the island that he go to with his buddy? Anyway, you know, you can't make this stuff up. You really can't. It's real. It happens on a regular basis. And then one of the best ones is I was at an event with James Carville. And at the event, he said, the Clintons have been the target of right-wing attack dogs since they started in politics. Because as I say to everybody, they don't do anything wrong. All these scandals and stuff that are brought up there, all made up. By, boy, we are a bunch of we're so powerful that we can't get our own guy in office. That's how powerful we are. And remember, people, what difference does it make, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We are here every day. Yes, I'm here for you 3 hours every day. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can find stations and times. And just, you know what? Be safe. Have a great rest of the day. And come on back tomorrow, because I'll have a great show for you tomorrow as well.